For women trying to get back into the workforce after taking time to start a family, the tech world has a couple of strikes against it. Technology, for one, a decade out of the workforce could mean the difference between the desktop computer era and tablets, or MySpace and Facebook, or Excel and Evernote. And Silicon Valley, in particular, is a notorious boys' club. After years spent at home raising her kids, engineer Dana Posey wanted to rejoin the workforce but was very nervous about what she would find, so she completed a career accelerator program called Reboot and has since secured a position at JetBlue Technology Ventures. Diane Flynn is co-founder of that program, the Reboot Career Accelerator for Women, a program designed to get women with tech and engineering backgrounds back into the career paths they once held.
We estimate there's over 3 million women a year that are interested in returning to work. About 43% of working moms pause their career at some point, and virtually 90% of them are interested in returning. So our first class, we hoped for 30 people, we had 50. Our second class, we had 60 people enroll, and we have people from 20 cities around the country who want to bring Reboot to their city.
Dana, what sort of retooling did you think you needed, and what did you do in the Reboot program to get it?
When you're home for 15 years raising your kids and you're in Silicon Valley where everybody tells you, youth is what people are looking for and you're just kind of out of the game, it's hard to figure out how to get back in. And Reboot gave me exactly the right avenue.
I'd like to just add to that two-thirds of our participants have graduate degrees. Virtually all of them have bachelor's degrees. And yet their confidence, we survey them at the beginning of the class and at the end of the 8 weeks, and the confidence just skyrockets. And it just continues to amaze me how confidence seems to erode when you're home and not in the workforce, but how quickly it can return with just the knowledge of some fundamental work skills and also an understanding that there's a community of like-minded women who are landing jobs, and that's what gives these women the confidence to reenter.
So, Dana, with 15 years out of the workforce, do you feel like you wear that on you, and that you, if you go into an office for an interview, that you've got this like billboard on your head that says out of work for 15 years?
I felt like that before I started the Reboot program. But honestly, now I feel like we have so much to offer. We have so much life experience. I'm still using a lot of what I used when I used to work. It's not like all those skills and all that knowledge went away. If somebody's not interested in me because I was out of the workforce for 15 years, then that's not the right place.
We've been talking to diversity officers at large and small companies. We talked to John Donahoe, who ran PayPal and eBay at one point, and he said that these women, these returning women to PayPal, are their competitive advantage, and they really find that they are incredibly successful on the job. I think he gets it. Other people are yet to get it, but we are hoping that as more of these women re-enter and show their capabilities, that more companies will see this as an untapped labor pool that they should think about hiring.
Sheryl Sandberg, the voice in many ways of empowered women in the Valley, has spoken pretty candidly about being a single mom in this first year after the heartbreaking death of her husband. It sounds as though her challenges reflect a lot of what hasn't been spoken about in the Valley regarding people who are trying to do it all, have it all. Does her disclosure ring some bells of familiarity for you, Diane and Dana?
Well, I think her piece this past Mother's Day was a beautiful testament to mothers in general and specifically to single mothers who definitely have a much harder time. And it certainly resonates with me. I have a lot of friends who are in that situation, and I've been lucky to have a partner through all this. But it's certainly a challenge for women who are going it alone.
When I stepped out, I was a vice president at Electronic Arts, and I loved my career. I was more than full-time. I also had two toddlers at home, and I rarely saw them. And it was a very complicated choice I made, and I'm not alone. I think a lot of women face that choice. I was in a fortunate position where I could stay home for some time and raise my children. But it is not easy. And I'm just grateful that there's a lot more options available today to women than were available when I stepped out. I also think there's a lot more receptivity to flexible and remote working environments. I know IBM, who's one of our partners in the Reboot program, is great about women working from home, often designing their own work hours. So I think as we see more options like that, I think women will have more choice.
How much do you think, Diane, these skills and the lessons that you've learned apply to people at all levels of the workforce? I mean, it really sounds at many points that we're talking just about rich women who can afford to, take a lot of options. And yes, there are difficulties in getting yourself up to speed, but they certainly don't come close to the kinds of challenges of women who are, not college educated or not in the, tech field.
So when we first started, it was an experiment. This is a program that's 1 year old, and it was kind of a very select group of like-minded women. Since then, we've developed scholarships to create some diversity and to, address a need in a market. We are finding that maybe a third of our participants now are going through a major life transition, often a divorce, and they need to work for financial reasons. We're getting more women who really need that job, need that income, need the benefits. So we're feeling like as we expand, we're getting even a more motivated group that are looking to reenter.
Well, congratulations, Dana, on your success and going back into the workforce. And Diane, congratulations on success with a startup.
Thank you very much.
Diane Flynn, Chief Marketing Officer for startup accelerator GSV Labs and co-founder of Reboot Career Accelerator. Dana Posey is now an office manager at JetBlue Technology Ventures. Did you take time off work after you had children? Pocatello, Idaho took 8 months off after her daughter was born. Financially, we needed a second income. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or comment at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.